And welcome everybody to another SU Oddities. On this one, it's kind of something that I've always been just absolutely obsessed with a bit. Obsession is a big word, I know, but past lives. You know, I just it's wrapping your mind around the fact that, you know, is this all that was here? Is this just me when I die? I'm just a meat bag, and then when I die, there's nothing. My brain, I'm worm food, whatever have you. What about reincarnation? What about past lives? To me, it's solid. I can't imagine. You know, energy doesn't ever die; it just changes form, so it makes sense. But if you're one like I am that really believes in the past lives and they affect your life, this is interesting. This article that I found, actually written by Eric McCann. This is 15 eerie indications that your past lives are seeping into the present. So if you are a believer like I am with this, listen up. Maybe you'll get some tidbits. So dreams can be a reflection of many things, including issues your brain is trying to process, stress, or past trauma. They can also be a sign you've had lived a past life. Specific places or people that seem oddly familiar or recognizable in your dreams but are foreign to you in waking life may actually be things you've experienced before. A woman who dreamed of herself in the 1940s, wearing the same kind of clothing, speaking to a group of soldiers, later discovered through her past life regression therapies that she had previously died during World War II. And that's just one example of many that I've heard. Another one here is your memories are out of place. Granted, our brains aren't really, I know, especially the older I get, my memories get a little skewed, but memories play an important part in functioning as human beings. Duh. So without our memory, we want to be able to remember who, what, or where we are, as well as anything outside of ourselves. But having memories of places, people, or specific events we've never experienced is another likely sign. A young boy told his mother he used to be someone else. Further investigation revealed memories of living and working in Hollywood, including specific facts like having three sons. The boy was even able to recognize himself in an old photo from a movie set. And I actually heard of that story before. This is another one. Deja vu. I'm sure you all have heard it. You may visit a place you've been before, met someone you used to interact with, sparking memories of your past experiences with these people or places. However, when you have the same feeling of past recognition, but in a situation that's completely new, it's known as deja vu. This disorientating feeling can be triggered by sight, smell, sound, taste, or touch, and it's claimed 60-70% of the people have experienced this feeling at some point, which absolutely I was. And they do provide an example here as well. A woman visiting a Titanic artifact exhibition suddenly had feelings of claustrophobia and seasickness from being on a rocking ship. She also noticed a ring from a passenger on display that she immediately recognized as her own. Holy shit, that's not creepy at all. More to come. So perhaps you had an affinity for ancient Greece, the Japanese Edo period, or World War I, but you have absolutely no reason why. Having an attraction to certain cultures, environments, or time periods with no reason or rhyme to it could also be a sign you have lived a past life. Phobias or fears. And I've read this theory, too, that a lot of phobia fears are passed down from something that occurred in one of your past lives. Maybe you had died a certain way, and so you're afraid of drowning, you know, for whatever have you. But that's something. And they say 4-5% of Americans yearly experience a phobia or irrational fear. When a person's fear of phobia can't be explained, is it a possible sign of a past life? Maybe. Another one, understanding and being able to speak languages you've never learned could mean you've lived a past life. Also known as xenoglossy, stories of the phenomenon can be found throughout history, even in the Bible. A woman who suddenly started speaking German when hypnotized was believed to have previously lived life as a German girl. It was found she could understand and speak 237 German words, may not previously spoken by the people interviewing her at all. So they did a cross case study, and wow. Another one, and I'm sure you guys heard this theory before, old souls, right? Some of us think that we're old souls. Some of us think that we're new souls. You've heard the term, you know, you may experience a past life if you feel you are actually an old soul. Many spiritual people believe this advanced intuition or inner knowing of things without any reasoning can be a sign your soul has reincarnated several times over. Many children who show evidence of past lives remember their previous parents. One little boy even told his mother, "That's not how my mommy used to make my sandwiches, and she did them differently." Man, if my kid told me that, I'd be out. So another one, body experiences, unexplained pains. And again, this just may be getting old. I don't know. But physical pain is an unfortunate fact that many people live through. But pain with no reasonable medical reasoning can be viewed as a possible past life sign, especially ones that pop up. So such in the case with a woman who complained of constant back pain that no doctor could diagnose or cure. Past life regression therapy revealed she was mauled by a bear in a past life, and in sudden death, her soul carried the physical pain of the attack along with it, which, you know, we've, Josh and I both, myself, documented, you know, trauma, you know, that's carried on, even with manifestation of spirits, you know, trauma of how they died. Sometimes they reenact that trauma, you know, things of that nature. Birthmarks. This is actually a new one. I never thought about this. Many babies are born with birthmarks, which may include a hemangioma or port wine stains, and some people believe these to be signs of trauma in a past life. Dr. Ian Stevenson investigated 210 cases of birthmarks and defects in children with memories of past lives. His studies included a boy born without fingers who remembers his fingers being amputated, a boy with a chest birthmark having memories of being shot in the chest, and a woman who believed a birthmark on her leg was caused by a snake bite in her past life. Another one here, question your identity as far as your gender goes. You may have been a different gender in a past life. Some reincarnation believers wonder if its gender is decided according to the time period your past life is in. For example, a person who needs to participate in martial activities might be born male during a time period in which only men fought in wars. And how being that gender can help teach you whatever spiritual lesson you needed. The example here, a young girl born with a birthmark near her groin complained about missing Japan. She also demonstrated masculine traits, such as preferring boys' clothing, and she was angry about having her period. It was believed she was a male soldier in a previous life who died when something was shot near her groin. So, another indication, just a few odds and ends here. You feel like you have a soulmate. It doesn't mean your soulmate is a person you're destined to be romantically involved with. Your soulmates could just appear as friends, but somebody who really you're drawn to is an indication that maybe that person in the past life you were drawn to as well. So there's that. And here's another one. It's kind of on the branch a little bit out there, but it's interesting. Have you ever felt like you just didn't belong on Earth? If people's behaviors don't make sense to you, life doesn't seem to be reality, or you just feel different, you may have led a past life. It is believed the souls that reincarnate from other planets view Earth differently and may feel misunderstood and alone during their life. They also feel a strong urge to return home. One person wrote about this feeling, commenting, "I can't spend hours and hours just staring off into them," meaning the stars, "admiring their beauty. When I do this, it comforts me. I don't feel so alone in this world. But I scan the stars like I'm searching for home, but I've forgotten exactly where it's at." So, again, who's to say that human beings are the only ones with these things? History class. You're great at history class. Maybe, you know, that's because of a past life you shared in the same time stamp of history. You have a strong, reliable intuition. Are you able to sort of predict things before they happen? I know that personally, I used to when I was a kid. I used to have these little snippets of dreams. They want to be whole dreams, but I would be a little small thing of like grandma falling off a stool. And then fast forward like a week later, she's on a stool getting a spice out of the cupboard and she starts falling. And I just automatically had an instinct to, you know, put my hand on her back. Yeah, interesting. So people have this kind of intuition. When I was a kid, I had a lot. I don't really have them much anymore, but, do you often have a sense of something even before it has been explained to you? Some experts on the topic of past lives and reincarnation believe that a strong intuitive ability may signal past lives. But how so? The thinking here is that a well of past experiences, which you would have learned and grown from, inform the way you experience things in your present life. And then lastly, you just feel like you don't belong, not what we were talking about previously with belonging to Earth, but to the people around you, for example, your parents. Maybe you just don't jive with your parents. You never really had that connection. And again, I'll share a personal story. I never felt I had a connection with my mom. I always felt I had a better connection with my dad. Come to find out, 25 years into my living life, I found out my dad wasn't my real dad, and I never knew. But for some reason, we had a stronger bond. I just never saw eye to eye with my mother. And maybe that's just because, you know, some boys don't see eye to eye with their moms, and some girls don't see eye to eye with their dads or whatever have you. But anyway, interesting. So maybe, you know, you had that disconnection you're feeling is just because, Yeah, you had a past life going on. So, interesting theory for sure. And there's a lot more to it. I think, you know, we do want to do a write-up and get a little bit more. We have had a couple people on the podcast in the past who have studied past lives, especially past lives from children, who literally, like, describe exactly a certain thing or and just amazing stuff. I mean, it's really hard for me to shake it to say that there isn't a past life. That's just not a thing. It's hard for me not to believe that. But again, you know, that's one of the reasons we do this podcast. So anyway, there you go. Past life regression. Look at those tips and tricks and see. Who knows? Maybe you are an old soul that's gone around and around. Stay strange.